Thank you, Chip. I'll call you. Still calling Chip. No, just start. I'll get ready to go.
Yeah, please don't fuck that up. Hold on a second. Oh. There's a lot of ground to cover. All right. Yeah. Oh, Ron got a microphone. This is good. Hold on one second. Yeah. Okay. Can you see me? How am I photographing?
You look like a centerfold, Chip.
What's that? You should get closer to the screen.
You look like a centerfold.
Oh, thanks, babe. I appreciate that. That's cool. You look very comfortable, Mike. Like you've obviously done this before.
Oh, I'm an expert now.
Now we're waiting for Bobby Kelly. Holy shit. How funny is this? What do we all have in common?
Glasses.
Yeah. Fucking,
God damn it, Ronnie. I was hoping to make that go for like the first half hour of guesses, but you got it right off the bat.
But you guys have right. Cool glasses.
What's wrong with your glasses?
I don't like them. I wanted to update them. I was going to get I wanted to look like Floyd the Barber from the Andy Griffith Show. I love his glasses.
Oh, that's a great look. Great.
What's
look,
he look man. Like?
It's like kind of vintage, like the 60s. It's hard to explain, right, Ron? I love that look, though.
Yeah.
How do you like the light, Ron? All kidding aside, how does the light look? Just kind of like...
The light looks perfect.
It's good, right?
Your color just bounces, yeah.
Somebody told me that like I have like a really nice luster.
No, yes. It looks great. It looks like TV. Yeah. I love it.
It's funny you say that.
Yeah. I love the victory background, too.
Well, thank you very much. It's funny. I even got this hat, which we'll start in just a second, but check this out. But guess why I'm wearing it?
For the Dallas Cowboys, the stars.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You look like Mario Luigi.
Like who's Mario Luigi? Is that insensitive? Who is that, Mike?
Oh, from Donkey Kong, from the 80s.
I'd like to apologize to anybody who was offended by that. Mike didn't mean it.
Right.
This is a new Chipperson now. I'm on TV. I got to be PC.
You got to watch yourself. You don't want to get canceled.
That's right. I got to watch my P's and Q's so I don't say anything offensive.
I don't have much to cancel. You guys don't want to cancel me.
Well, Mike, it's not that we don't think you got anything, but me with the whole big TBS thing.
Right.
I mean, Ron, it's...
Yeah, this is a big deal.
All right, so listen. Obviously, this is airing at first. I'm going to cut this part out, Ron, but I'm letting you know because a couple of radio pros understand each other. What's going to happen is this is going to air first on Patreon, like tomorrow, and then a week later, it just goes up as they all do, which is just the regular podcast schedule for everybody to enjoy. So by the time the Patreon pieces of garbage see this, TBS will not have aired yet. So I have to do two versions because I don't know what's going to happen. We all know I'm going to win, but I'm going to start claiming victory because it's obvious. There's no way I'm not going to win.
Of course.
So we might have to act like, hey, that was so great that you won, Chip. And we'll pretend to praise the other fucking piece of garbage comedians that was so easy to beat, obviously. Ah, there he is. Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Mike. How are you? Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
How's it going? Hi, Chip.
What up, cuz? Mike, what's got you laughing before we start? What's got you?
What's up, cuz? I feel like I'm in Compton.
That's what I'm talking about. Ronnie, welcome to the show. I got to be honest, before we even start, Bob, why aren't you... I'd like to apologize to anybody who is offended by Bob's smoking. That is not a message we're trying to send out to youngsters.
Right.
I apologize. Do you want me? Is this a non-smoking show?
Just lean over and do it, and I'll beep it out or something. I'll put something over it.
All right, let me get...
Yeah, you can get it. I'll just beep it out. You could smoke.
I haven't smoked in a long time.
Well, you know what it is, Bob? We were just talking that the whole TBS thing, it's just got me through the roof. Being like a big TBS star and whatnot and victory. That's why I got this. It hasn't aired yet, but we all know I'm going to plow over those garbage comedians.
What is the TBS thing? I don't understand. Like, I'm sorry I'm not up to...
Me too. I'm lost in it.
Bennington, from one radio pro to the other, please tell him. How does he not know?
You understand that this is the big show in TBS. All the comedians are doing it. Chip Chipperson is part of it, and it airs Sunday nights.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Chip is on TBS, an actual channel?
Yeah,
like television?
Yes.
TBS.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I didn't even notice.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I couldn't hear you. Could you lean closer?
And a lot of big-name comedians he's going to be competing against. Margaret Cho, Judah Friedlander. I mean, this is A-list.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah.
Mike, you're a little close.
No, that's perfect. No, okay, sorry, you're perfect.
He told me to get close. I don't know what to do. Oh, sorry.
I apologize. No, get closer.
Did you see, Bob? What's happening on Twitter?
My head looks like the Mount Rushmore if I get any closer, Jim.
Nah, come on, Mike. From there it does. come on. We're supposed to, I'd like to apologize to anybody who was born with an abnormally large head who has been teased and mocked relentlessly because of it. We didn't mean that. We're just being cute.
Can I drink iced coffee on the show?
Oh, go ahead, Bob. Have fun. Don't let it worry you. We'll edit all this out, clean it up the TV. Ronnie's smoking. We're going to put a fucking lollipop like they used to do with Savalas and Kojak.
Right, great.
Bob, I just bought a cold brew machine.
A what?
Cold brew.
This is like double chip.
Hell yeah. Chippers and squared. No, Bob, you know the TBS Tournament of Laughter. By the time this,
I don't.
Okay,
I don't
this
know
is
going to
be on Patreon tomorrow. It airs Sunday night. Obviously, I'm going to run through the competition. That's what the fucking sign is.
Yes.
Obviously, then no competition. But by the time this goes out, like my regular podcast, it's going to be in a few days. So it will have already aired. So I got to act like, hey, that was really a tough fought battle. Good for you. But obviously, I'm going to, I mean, I'm running away with it. I'm the TBS Twitter. You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I mean, I avoid Twitter. I'm really not a Twitter guy.
I'm not either, but they put it up and someone told me it's doing good. So I checked it out.
I got banned from Twitter.
Hold on, Mike. You're banned from Twitter. Why?
Some idiots were fighting with me on there, and I let them have it, and they just banned me.
Yeah, they're probably scared of you, Mike, because they know that when you hit, you don't play.
No. The thing is, Chip, it's selective outrage on there. There are morons on there.
I've never noticed anything wrong on Twitter, but I guess it does happen. Now, let me ask you something. Ronnie, have you seen it? Have you seen the clip?
I love the clip.
Oh, there. Much obliged.
What clip is it?
The club.
I'm going to the club. It's a card game I invented.
I did see that. Is that real? Like, that's a real TBS? Yeah, the TBS thing in it is actually...
Oh, yeah. That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not you just adding a thing as a joke at the end?
I'd like to apologize to anybody offended by Robert's questioning of my integrity.
Sorry. Fucking Dick Holiday. I apologize.
He means Dick as in short for Richard. We're cleaning it up for TBS. No language. Oh,
okay, I apologize. I will clean it up.
Let's keep it clean. This victory thing, it's got to last. Yeah, that's real, Bob. And, you know, I was trying to do something. You know, again, people are going to vote, but how could they vote for any of those other fucking comedians? Ron, am I right? I mean, is there anybody on there that's going to
vote? You're 100% right. There's nobody. I've checked out everybody. You're running away with this, Chip.
You know, I don't want to be lack humility, Ronnie, but the bottom line is we all know it's the truth because my humor's going to shine through. Am I right or wrong? You could correct me.
You're 100% right. And it's not just me saying that. It's the entire TBS nation.
Thanks, Ron. You know, but I tend to agree. It is the TBS nation. I mean, I didn't want to name myself this. We all have a little name in the corner. It just happened to work out that way.
The winner.
Did you apply? Did they pick you?
Is what happened in a nutshell. If you want behind, now we're going to cut this part out. They wanted stupid Norton. Norton pretends he has integrity. I don't do competition because he's a fucking nose. He's going to lose. So he acts like, hey guys, I'm taking the high road, but he's not. If he thought he would win, he would enter. So he puts it on my shoulders because he's not doing gigs and he's like fucking cake. So he knows that
you got. Well,
apologize.
Fucking hate that. Sorry. Disgusting.
I know.
How do you have just spit just flips out of your mouth?
When I talk about money, I can't help it. just comes out.
Oh.
And I got to say, Ronnie, what's the poster behind you, first of all?
Well, that's the band from The Last Waltz.
Oh, okay. Now, they play, when was that? Is that recent or is that older?
Well, no, it was 1976. Maybe it was 77. No, it was 1976.
Okay, so was but that like a
documentary, and it was very famous.
Yeah, I seen it, but I mean, like, I didn't think that Mike or Bobby had seen it. You guys,
I was in high school when they were around.
Yeah. What's that?
I was in high school when they were around.
Oh wow! Okay, so they came and went in about a week. All right, that's very interesting.
Hey, no, I always have to ask: did the show start? Is this?
We're gonna start in just a minute. I'm just getting warmed up right now, everybody.
Started?
What's that?
We haven't started?
No. Just getting to know everybody. That's all. We're just kind of talking for a second, Bob. I wouldn't do all this TBS stuff. I'm doing a sorry. Hold on a second. Daddy's got a boogie. Mm. Well, I mean, I would never put this stuff out there like this about bragging. God, smoke for now. I was just warming up. God damn, that is head itches. Fucking bed bugs. So, Ron, I got to say, before we start, you look really good.
Well, you know, look at Bobby. Bobby's the latest weight loss guy now.
Bobby does look good, but Ronnie looks
great.
Let me compliment you because you look terrific. I got to be honest. You look really good. It's very noticeable. Everybody's talking about it. Hold on a second, Mike, because I'm going to segue this back to me because they keep saying, Chipper, you look really good. And I'm like, yeah, but what about Ronnie? And they're like, oh, yeah, Ronnie, too. But you do look really good. So what have you been doing? With me, it's been karate and fucking.
Karate and fucking. That's the key.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm just doing karate.
Just karate?
Right now. Yeah, just karate.
So how you handling the whole now are you stuck in the house too, Ron, or is it not affecting you?
No, it doesn't affect me. I go out without a mask. You know what I mean? I just throw caution to the wind.
You know, have this whole COVID thing, right? Are you still shaking hands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shake hands with people, I hug, I kiss.
Yep.
Well, you know.
Go ahead,
God
Mike.
Bless you, Ron. I'm terrified to come out. I've been out like 3 times in 4 months.
You can come out, Mike. We're going to love you anyway.
Right.
Whoever you lay down with is your business. We're not going to judge
you. We accept you, Mike.
We accept you.
Yeah.
We think you're a straight man and you want to use your phone while we're all using laptops. Who cares? That's fine.
I like the phone. It's easy to move around.
Phones are easier than computers. That's a very, very salient point.
You haven't moved once.
I know, my hands are like so used to them numb from using Zoom.
Mike, it's like talking to a stamp. He's right. You haven't moved an inch. You're just looking right at us.
Just to check in, have we started the show? Is this the show?
In a minute, I'm going to get started. Okay. Right now, just warming up our vocal cords.
Right.
But yeah, I would never talk about the other contestants that way once the show starts.
Right.
I mean, believe me, we're all working hard.
Who are the other contestants, Chip?
Oh, they're all fucking garbage. I mean, fucking Gilbert, fucking Tim Dillon, Judah Friedlander, Marina Franklin, fucking Natasha Leggero.
Tim Allen?
No, but
Tim Allen's in it, yeah.
Oh, is he? Sorry, you're right. That's right. Good point. The Santa Claus.
Tim Allen.
Right.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. Kinnison. Hold on a second. Kinnison's who else?
There.
Yeah. Pryor. Is Pryor in it?
No, don't say that. He passed. I'd like to apologize to anybody who was offended by Bob's tasteless.
Is Deichmann in this?
So this is the show, then, if we're apologizing.
No. But what happens is sometimes these clips leak.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Now, can I ask a question, Chip?
Bob, go ahead. Ask away. There's no dumb question. Only the question you don't ask. That's what my teachers would always say.
Did you audition for this? Did someone just randomly pick you? Like, was this a process? Or how did you get involved? How did this happen? How did somebody at a network who has a job that's probably dangling right now by a string and during the pandemic, who went and then said, let's get Chip. Let's add Chip to this.
Here's what happened. And I told this story last week, so let me say to the loyal listeners, my apologies, just in case this clip leaks. But they fucking come to Norton, and again, Norton pulls the whole, I don't do competition, but you know, makes me fucking nauseous to listen to him.
Me too.
Oh, he's garbage.
Oh, he's just annoying.
So, what happened? Oh, there you. What, you just jumped around. What did you do, Mike? What are you fucking? What are you leapfrogging?
I don't know. I'm just trying to stay still.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I thought you used the phone because you could be a little more mobile.
Yeah, exactly. Make up your mind. Your lies are mounting. So they came to Norton, and Norton throws it on my fucking shoulders and said, you can't use my name except in the press release. It's only Chipperson. And they caved.
So people are gonna think Jim Norton's involved, and then they're going to turn it on, and you're going to be there.
Well, let's hold on. Let's change the tone. See, Bob, let's turn that upside down. People are thinking Norton's involved, and then they turn it on, and you're there? That's the way I'd like that delivered.
So people think Norton's involved, and then they turn it on, and they see you there?
That's great. Good. Good read, Bobby.
That's thanks. Good, right? Perfect, okay. Ron. He got on perfect. The first try. Yeah. That's what's basically going to happen. That's why I'm on the Twitter, and that's why my bio is on the fucking... Why don't you go to the fucking TBS Tournament of Laughs bio page right now? You don't have to show us and read aloud what you see, Bob. You got a computer?
The TBS bio page, okay.
TBS for Tournament of Harry, Laughs. Bob. Yeah, Bob, come on.
Harry.
TBS Tournament of
Ron, Laughs. All kidding okay, aside, how good is Bob's goddamn camera setup?
It's beautiful. Seriously, it's just stunning.
Okay,
looks
I'm
like
here.
A religious idol.
Welcome to the Tournament of Laughs. Yeah, your thanks. Home for the comedy competition series that gives new meaning to the phrase "phoning it in." Here you learn more about the comedians and their tournaments. Okay.
You can find my bio, Bob. Fuck the rest of them. Fuck the rest of those go home Sallies.
I'm going to look through right now. There's, oh my God, there's so many. Mateo Lane, Judah Freelander.
I'll bury him.
And Megan Galley, Jeannie Ashear, Paul him. Rodriguez.
Bury him.
Josh Wolf, Margaret Cho, Ian no Edwards, shot. Michael Rappaport.
Killing him.
Jessica Kirshen. Kirshen. Yeah. She's, I mean, Godfrey, Tim Dillon, Marina. I mean, this is... This no, is real.
Why, and then, oh, here's this the chip, thing. Why didn't Bobby get a call?
You know what?
Well, I don't
recommended
think I,
him.
This is not my forte.
I'm going to check. The guy booking this, his name is Serpico. I'm going to give him a call.
No. Mike.
Okay, here we go. Chip Chipperson. Woof. Who are you up against here?
Megan Galey, who I don't know.
I don't know
but believe me, let me apologize to Megan in advance for what I have to do. I just can't help right. it. I win. Did you read my bio?
I'm getting to it. You're going up against, I mean, I feel bad for this girl. Oh, here. Well, I keep going to it, but it won't let me go in.
Go ahead,
Mike.
Just go ahead and read it.
Okay.
Don't be shy.
He's trying, Ronnie.
I should have asked you for the stuff that needs technical stuff. I figured Bob might be the go-to guy.
Well, I have it. I won't bring it up. I apologize.
Why not?
Where's that blue light coming from, Bobby?
What isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to be producing the show. I thought I was just on it. I apologize for not pulling the bio up as quick as I can here. I'm sure there's somebody somewhere running this that can pull up your bio and share it, but... Yeah, the Chip Chipperson. Well, let me do this. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Bob, just take a read.
I mean, I'm viewing the bracket, but it's not letting me pull you up, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, here it is. I got it. I'm sorry. I got it. Chip Chipperson.
Water under the bridge. We're going to cut that part. Let's go back and do that right. Hold. Let's start right. I'd sure love to have my fucking bio read. Bob, do you
got
have
it
handy?
I got it right here. 2 seconds. Bam. Beautiful. Here it is.
This way
got it.
Stupid.
Chip Chipperson. Me look stupid. Chip Chipperson is a famous and hilarious comedian who cracks people up. He sells millions of tickets doing comedy and plays music so heavy only the devil can lift it. And he's friends with Edgar. But can I... Can I read somebody else's bio just to see what they wrote? Maybe just to see.
Or they give it to the other people.
Let me read. Godfrey is one of the hottest and most versatile comedians on the circuit today.
Yeah.
He is hilarious. 1 hour stand-up special, regular black, premieres on Showtime, and he has been in an extensive list of films and credits. Okay, so he actually, these are serious bios, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what I'll do. As a, Ron, you let me know what you think of this. Just one radio god to another. Maybe I have all of the losers.
I'll just say this.
Yes.
I'm going to the club. See what I'm saying?
There it is. Right there. That's a friend. That's a friend. You didn't pull out a deck of cards, Bob, Bobby.
I don't have a deck of cards.
Bobby, if you're producing the show, could you move Mike back just a little bit?
There you go.
I thought it was in 3D here for a second. No, sure. You're doing good, Mike. I'm just fooling with you. You look great.
Yeah, if you could get closer, though, Mike, because it blocks the light a little bit.
Yeah, because the light over your shoulder.
That's a little better. Closer because it blocks the light. A little more. One more. Right there. That's perfect.
And this is the last thing she saw before her life ended. So let me ask you something. Everybody's been making do. Now, Ron, are you on? Did you make a conscious effort where you said, I'm going to go on a regimen, or did it just happen? Because you look fucking good.
Thank you very much. Just following Bobby's lead. Mike Buscetti is in the same situation right now, and it's an apple a day. Are you doing the apple a day diet, Bobby? Or
I'm doing the apple a day with one lemon.
One lemon?
I do a lemon for my prostate.
I can't go sour like that.
It doesn't. I don't put it in my bum. I eat it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good clarification. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But the deal with this is if you eat an apple first thing in the morning, you can eat whatever you want the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you say wow, Mike?
I said whoa, yeah. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, you can do that because the apple, the acidity in the apple, it breaks down a certain way. So what happens is the things that would give you gout or diabetes don't affect you that way. So you should eat high salt, high sugar, high carb, but an apple first.
Yeah, but what kind of it's going to be any apple? I mean, Granny Smith or
Red Delicious is pretty good. Red Delicious is preferred.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle to take. And is that why you looked over your glasses to see if this was happening?
Granny Smith.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure. That's good. How come Mike, you didn't do last week? What happened? You stuck it out?
I had bad insomnia last week, Chip. I couldn't sleep for a couple of nights. I don't know why.
Why couldn't you do the show if you were up?
No, it was like exhausting, Bob. I didn't sleep in like 38, 40 hours. I went right to bed.
Oh, you were sleeping again, yeah.
You were tucking out.
Why did you have insomnia? What were you thinking about?
I don't know. It's just, you know what it is? I started drinking a lot of iced coffee, tons of it.
Oh, what flavor. Not to digress from your health issues. Yeah. What flavor? Go, Ron, your favorite iced coffee flavor.
My favorite iced coffee flavor, I just take it kind of plain, but that's an interesting way to go. And it just put a slice of apple on the top. You can't really have enough, you know, apple.
You ain't fucking it sounds like you're tugging my pecker, but you're not. I understand that. Yeah. Bobby, your favorite flavor of iced coffee. Me too. Bobby, what's your favorite flavor of iced coffee? I'm not trying to be a hack radio guy, but let's do favorite flavors.
My favorite is iced coffee with just a little bit of coconut cream. It's a non-dairy creamer, and then again, I take two sliced apples in the top because I eat one, and then I let the other one kind of ferment in the cup all the way to down.
That's good. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does sound awesome. Mike, what's your favorite flavor of iced coffee? I didn't mean to interrupt.
I like pure espresso sometimes.
Ooh, that's great. You forget people's names, but we love you anyway.
Beep that fucking name out.
I don't mind you bring him up, but don't mix me up. But that's the equivalent of someone going, "Hey, shit pile. Oh, sorry, forgot your name." I don't like being confused with that fruit.
Sorry, I won't mention that fruit again.
Do you know what that's like, Mike? To be a man like me and wake up with a pecker in your mouth and go, "For Pete's sake, here we go again." God damn it. God damn
I'm sorry,
it, Jim.
It'll never happen again. My mistake.
It makes me sick. The joy he gets out of it. Oh, all right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Now, let me ask you a question. Bobby, how much weight have you lost? Because you do look good and people are taking notice. Bob, floor's yours. Go.
I lost a total of, I was 335.
Because, Ronnie, you look like you've been doing something, too. Now, have you and Bobby been doing the same thing?
Yeah, we're a buddy system that we're on this.
Support and, each other. That's it. Fuck right. Yeah.
And I looked at Bobby one day and I go, enough. This is it, buddy. You know, you got to, we got to bring it back in. You've had been on a good run. You've had fun.
Yeah. Yep.
But no.
Yeah, he did that with that and women. I remember when he did that with women and then I got married. Now I'm happily married. I have a son. So
right.
He's helped me a lot.
Okay. So how much did you lose? Life coach. That's really, I think I should do that. Not to make it about me, but there is a part of me that could like motivate people and whip them into shape.
How?
I just tell people. I'm fucking doing that. Wait, how weak are you?
Are you drill instructor type though, Chip?
Depends on what you need.
You should start with Jim Norton.
I've tried with Jim Norton. I can't stop him to doing the thing that bothers me the most. He loves the most.
What's that?
You can guess.
Hookers?
No. No, I wish it was hookers. So, Bobby, listen, I apologize for Mike stepping on you before. How much weight did you lose?
It was you. You stepped on me. He didn't.
No, I didn't mean to.
Okay.
Apologies.
Yes.
Sorry, Mike. Didn't mean to blame you for Ron's mistake. Go ahead. What's up, Bobby?
Not Ron. It was you. What is the question, Chip?
I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
How much have you lost?
I can't. I can't hear you. You put the hat on the mic.
But sorry, it's hot as a mug. I was wondering how much you lost because you look really good.
Well, I stepped on the scale yesterday. It was 295, down from 335.
All right. Congratulations, Bob. That's incredible.
Fuck yeah. Wait, 295, 335.
40 pounds.
40 pounds.
And then 40.
Yeah. But then I ate an apple and I was 302 again. So.
Oh, the apple worked the other way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to keep working at it. You can't give up.
Right.
So now, Ron, let me ask you something. Are you trying any particular one? Like, are you doing Atkins? Are you doing anything? You're the type of guy that just lets it happen, doesn't talk lets about it, just lets it go.
Yeah.
Was it hard for you mentally to do it?
Though, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm going to the club.
Yes.
You know what, Ron? All kidding aside, you're a...
Yeah.
Star? Can't see... Oh, there you go.
Star.
You're a star. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bob, I didn't mean to claim victory in the whole TBS thing. I know that technically it hasn't happened yet.
It's a lot of really funny people on that. I mean... those are professional comedians.
Piece of fucking cake.
Jessica? Godfrey? I mean, those are...
Nice people. Yeah. Right. Good friends. Yeah. Ran them over.
What is the competition, though? What are you doing?
There is none.
Okay. I get it. But what is
You invent a card game. The whole thing is about inventing card games.
That's right. None of them did it but me.
Yeah. And none of them did. But Chippa pulled it off.
Thank you, Ron.
So
we had to make original videos, Bob. And you know me, it comes easy. It's old hat. I says, Chippa, what are you going to do? And I make this fucking video. It's effortless. And I make two more. I send them in for the next round. What, Mike? What got you laughing? Mike, go ahead. What?
You're such a character, Chip.
Yeah, some would say. So how's your radio show going, Ron? What have you been doing to keep busy?
You know, Chip, I'm at my place. Gail's at her place. Haven't seen anybody. It's a very weird thing. Are you getting out at all? Or are you?
Yeah, I get out. I drive the Ferrari once in a while. I just cruise. Wow. I go out here.
You have a Ferrari?
Yeah, no, I got two. Blue and a green. Yeah. The chill. I mean, I don't like to fucking say where I park them, though, you know, just to be cute. So you're doing your show from home, or you guys going into the studio and saying, fuck the rules?
No, nobody's in the studio. Just our guy Vito goes in every day to run the board, but that's it. Other than that, we haven't been back. Have you been back to Sirius at all? Or
they're begging me to come back and do free shows for the staff to give boost morale, but I'm like, hey, the virus has got everybody sick.
Right. But there is a Bob Hope thing about you. You know what I mean, Chippa? You get out there and you kind of rally the troops.
That, you know, I don't like to talk about myself in that type of way, but a lot of people would agree with you. Now, let me ask you something, Ron. You get to the bottom of people. You do these really good unmasks.
Right.
And obviously, I would be really interesting, but it just hasn't happened yet. Let's book it.
Well, we were supposed to do one at Skankfest. Do you know that?
That's right. You were.
Yeah.
And then COVID came along.
Right.
Fucked it up.
Killed
that
everything.
That would have been good.
Skankfest
is
happening,
right? Here's what I would
like
to do, though, Chippa. I'd like to have a Bobby Kelly there in the front row, a Mike Buschetti in the front row, a Rich Voss, all the big New York comics sitting all around us.
The chimney.
No regular people, just your fans, the New York comics.
You know, well, how about the people I trampled in this competition? You Jeffrey, you Godfrey, Judy, you flying Michael, three P's in his name. It's too much. Mike, call him Mike. Timmy Dillon. Nobody calls him Timmy Dillon. I do.
Yeah.
You fly in all the
people. There's a couple people that call him Timmy.
Oh, really? Don't smoke, Bob. We're on now. The show has begun.
Sorry, I didn't know. You didn't say the show. He didn't say the show.
Just watch the show, Bob.
I did what I did this.
Right.
I didn't know there was a. I didn't know that was a.
That's my calling card.
That's your calling card?
It's my calling card. How was your show at fucking Jeff Calta? What's that noise? Who's got an animal?
Oh, I do. My chihuahua. I'll shut her up upstairs. So
please do. If I don't hear a work boot getting thrown soon, I'm going to be upset.
Mike, don't kill her.
No, I love dogs, Bob. I never harmed them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love animals more than people.
I had a chihuahua once.
You did?
Yeah. His name was Steve.
What happened? I wish I had my own dog, though. I loved him.
Got worms.
And what'd you do?
I didn't know Reggie was going to take him to the vet. And the next thing you know, he's hanging him off a boat with his little hiney in the water, catching fish. Very upsetting. Yeah. Got sick, got the flu. Passed away. How was your show? Was it? Guy, Ron, what's up? Didn't mean to interrupt. Guy, what?
I was saying, you said got the flu. I was wondering if it was COVID.
You know, I've gone back and I've asked myself, it happened about 17 years ago. Probably not. But I've oft wondered. If it were Bob, what are you looking at?
I just turned my head. I apologize.
What are you doing? Another show? Two shows?
No, I literally just turned
my head. Two shows.
I just turned my head. I apologize.
Cool. All right. I like focus now. We got to focus. This is a real operation.
I have good news.
This is my victory lap.
I have good news, Chip, if you want to hear it.
What's your good news, Bob? Talk to me. Spread the news.
I got.
What did you win?
I got antibodies.
Hold on a second.
What?
You got antibodies?
No, I got tested for COVID. No, I got tested for COVID. My whole family, nobody has it. But I did have it. I have the antibodies now, so. Which is good.
Did you get it? Did they know?
It was a couple months ago. It was probably right after our last Creeps with Kids gig. That week after is when I got like a cold. I thought it was like a cold. I had like a low-grade fever for two nights. That was it. And then it went away. So,
you know when you might have got it?
This coronavirus is nothing then. It's nothing.
I thought it was pretty lethal.
Mike Calta had it.
It can be. Did he really?
Mike Calta had it. Nothing. He got a stuffy nose. His wife and his kid, nothing. Stuff. I got a little cold.
Do you remember when you interviewed Norton? And fucking little sick Fruit Norton came to your shed and he was really sick?
Yeah.
Maybe he had it. That was at the end of January. And he had been in Italy.
You probably had it. Did you get tested? I mean, did he get tested for the antibodies?
No, he got tested to see if he had it now, and he doesn't. But he didn't do the antibodies.
Get the antibodies, because then you'll find out if you had it. You know?
I probably did and laughed about it. You know, it was easy. Ron, have you had it?
No, I haven't had it. But Bobby, you realize that they don't think, they still think you can get it again.
Yeah, so no, like you still have to be careful. I still have to, you know, wear a mask and wash my hand. I still have to live the same way. You know?
You can't, right, go out living the life of Riley, as we say.
No. True. I could if I was single. Like back in the day with AIDS, I didn't really care about that either. You know what I mean? But really? Now, you know, I didn't really like rubbers. But now I have a child and a wife.
You had AIDS and you just had a sleigh cold and then you shook it off.
I had the sniffles. Yeah. I had the sniffles. Right. Yeah.
Dude, I understand. How fucking funny. You didn't like rubbers. Fucking Norton hated them.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
You ever have that fucking that experience on Christmas Day when you realize what you did the night before? You're like, don't come in me, and she does anyway.
There's no need to have Mike.
What's right? that, though?
There's no need to put a helmet on the fireman, believe me.
What?
What did you say? Hold on, Mike's talking about cocks.
Rubbish. I said there's no need to put a helmet on the fireman.
Well, there is, because he could be killed by falling debris. Bad example.
How are you so close to the microphone and we can't hear you?
Oh, let me, hold on, Bob. How's that? Is that better or not?
Way better. It's perfect. Okay. Now it's perfect.
Thanks. I just lost my volume up. Sorry.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, you still doing Cameo? Ronnie, do you do Cameo?
Yeah, it's fun.
No.
Bobby, you don't do them?
No, I don't do Cameo.
Oh,
Bobby,
I do.
Should. You'd make it. It can make some good money. I'm telling
Mike
you.
Mike wanted to say lucrative, but it escaped him. I know what you're saying.
Right.
I just don't think there'd be a lot of people who would want my Cameo. I think it would be a little embarrassing.
Bob, I'm telling you would, because I did 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you have something to offer them that I don't.
I think you do great on it, though. No, I'm serious. People would want to hear from you and stuff. I think they would.
What do you normally say on Cameo?
Bobby, go on with Cameo. Go on Cameo. Yeah.
I'll go if you go, Ron.
Yeah, I'm on it now. I just went on it while you guys were talking.
Oh, I
made $1,000.
$1,000? Jeez.
Yeah, $1,000.
I'd do them.
That would be great on them, Chip. It would be great to get a nice happy birthday from the Chipper.
Yeah, it is. They love it. Believe me. Believe me, Stupid's been thinking of going on too. Oh, you know, you got to make money when you're not doing good. You should see him talking to himself, but he knows he won't be good at it.
Gilbert's on there. He kills on there.
Who's that?
Gilbert Gottfried's on there. He crushes on there.
What does he do? Just fucking. Bang, dang, yay, yay. What does he do? Parrot noises?
He's competitor, Mike.
Oh,
he's
no,
out to beat Chipper.
Oh, no. Sure.
Yeah.
Gilbert's out to hurt my career, and you're praising him like he's this god?
Sorry, Chip.
God damn it. Where's my loyal friends?
I am loyal. I didn't know you had to. I'm sorry.
God damn it. I can't even rely on my own people anymore.
Chip, Bobby keeps looking away. There he is again, looking
Bob,
away.
Bob. Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate that.
Ryan. Yeah, I'm not. I just was getting a sip of water. My lips.
Hey, Bob, look at this. Sip.
Yep.
You feel focused on the whole time. Yep. There you go. Tip it right in there, Bobbo. Boom. Beautiful. That's how you do it. That's how you take a sip of water.
Chip, you should have been on Breaking Bad.
Oh, fuck yeah. Why not? I couldn't be any less realistic than those fucking stupid assassin brothers. Two guys that dressed the same just kind of sat there like they had fucking Asperger's. Ooh, those guys are spooky. They don't talk. Aboo. So, Ron, the clock behind. Riddle me with a story.
Taking it to the club.
On to the club.
That club, thank you, Ron. That clock my father made. The night my dad died when we were on the tour with Bobby.
And I'm so sorry, Ron.
Yeah, thank you. And then Bobby started a fight with me.
I don't know if it was a fight.
I was listening close enough to him.
I don't know if it was a fight. I think it was more of a discussion.
Right. Well, I played the tape for my mom, and she was like, "He's a monster."
Jesus, I don't know. If
your dad passed away, and Bob demanded you listen closer.
No. Right. There's two sides to every story, but I don't know if that's the case. But
so wait a minute, Bob. Poor Ron, our friend is grieving.
Yep.
And he's probably thinking of memories, nice times, laughter, fishing.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're going, hey, you're not listening.
That's exactly what he did, Chip.
Yeah. Now, what the fuck, dude? I'm trying to talk to you. Meanwhile, you're sitting there, you're dabbing at your little cheeks.
Right.
Yeah. Bye. I'm sorry, Ronnie. I didn't mean to do that.
How about an apology? Let's get the apology.
I just was in it. I was doing it. I was in the middle of it, Chip.
Let me set it up because I'm the master of this domain.
You're good to negotiate. Right.
Okay. This apology is sponsored by, and I'm going to have whatever the sponsor's name go in there and do the commercial. Bob, say you're sorry.
Ronnie, I apologize for attacking you the day after your father died verbally.
Look at me when you say you're looking away.
I don't know where you are. I'm looking right at you.
I feel like you're looking at me and Mike.
Yeah.
Are you over here? Feeling.
Yeah.
Ron,
Bobby, look, here's the thing.
Yes.
Turn off that blue light and give me the kind of apology that's coming from your heart. Again with the water. Again with the water. It's horrifying. I guess that's the apology.
Yeah, he's laughing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Roddy, I apologize.
Bob, what did I say that made you laugh?
It wasn't you. It was not you. It was
Which
Ronnie,
one of my maybe. Jokes were you thinking about? The it thing from PBS?
Wasn't you.
Oh.
It was Ronnie.
Cut that out in the post.
You got a computer in front of you, Bobby. See who he's up against next week after the big win that we had this week.
I think I have to see. It's brackets. We don't know yet, but obviously Megan Gailey is who.
Yeah, Megan Gailey. Who's Megan Gailey? I don't know her.
Who we beat.
She's been on TV. She's got credits, but I'm sure she's funny, but I am chippers.
Yeah.
You're going to, I mean, it's either going to be Gilbert Godfrey, Josh Wolf.
Kill him.
Or Paul Rodriguez or Gina Yashir.
Yeah. You know what? They asked me to be on The Daily Show, and then she wanted to. I'm like, give it to Gina. She's a good kid. She's funny.
They asked you to be a correspondent on The Daily Show.
That was my gig. I gave it to her because she's nice. Mike, what's got you laughing? What'd I say, you little devil?
I thought that was brilliant what you just said.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Tell Bob because he missed it. He's over there looking all over the place.
You got to look around, little Chip. It's hard to stay in one place.
What color shirt is that, Mike? That's like a rust, kind of a burgundy rust. I'd love it. I want to paint my roof that color. Looks like a roof in Vegas.
Chip, you sound like Danny DeVito and Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah. You do.
Good. That was a good movie. My father said that to me once. Now he has to have his shirt specially made.
Oh, it's sad.
I love that movie, Bob.
Why would you have to use that example after what Ronnie told you?
Right, after what I'm going through.
Is that part
of the joke? Is that
no
part of the funny apology that you do with the spit take and everything, Bobby?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Oh, back to the water. There he goes.
Hey, go ahead. Take a sip. Who cares if Ron's in pain?
Sorry, Ron. I didn't.
Maybe say something that would make me feel better.
How about Bob?
Like a little bit of advice or comfort. Catholic prayer, maybe.
Ronnie, the grant you the serenity to accept the things you cannot change, the courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I've heard that before.
The Serenity Prayer. I love it.
Dude, he died from cirrhosis of the liver, and this is what you're bringing up right now. What is this, a roast chip? Is this what this is?
I think it's in poor taste. You know that his dad passed away from cirrhosis from eating liver, and all of a sudden you're fucking doing Serenity Prayer stuff. It's hurtful. The man needed the program.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
I'd say the next part. It always cracks me up. The next line.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
I don't forgive nobody for shit.
And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Forgot for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, you fucking communist piece of garbage. It's the best part of the prayer. My mother used to always get teary-eyed. For thine is the kingdom, Chipper. She used to make me pray while I massaged her feet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The poor little lady had gout. Two toes were rotting. Go ahead. What's up, Mike? Talk to me.
Gout sucks. I had it a couple of times.
Of course you did. Where did you have it?
What are you looking at?
I had it on my right foot.
What are you looking
at? I had it on my right foot, and I fell on that foot. It was horrible.
So what's it feel like, Mike? Is it like a prickly feeling? Or what? Walk me through your gout. I thought Ron had a story.
You can't even stand up. You can't even stand up. I wanted to shoot my foot off with a goddamn shotgun. It was so painful.
Now, why wouldn't you stand up? You were mad at something? Was this a Colin Kaepernick thing?
You're in so much pain, you can't even move.
In your heart?
No, the foot. It's horrible.
So what part of your foot did you have the gout in, Mike?
The top part of it. It's horrible shit. It's horrible shit.
On the toes? Really
bad. I had it a couple of times.
On the toes?
No, I fractured my foot about 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was kicking some motherfucker in the teeth.
And I fell on it and had the gout on the same foot. It's horrible.
How long did you have it for, Mike? We're here for you.
Maybe a month or so.
Okay.
A few weeks.
How did you get rid of it? Butter? I put butter on everything.
Cherry juice, believe it or not, helped.
Drinking it or rubbing it on there?
Cherry juice. I had a lot of juice. Like the acidity got rid of it.
Drink it? Drinking it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the cherries, Mike?
Oh, no, it was juice, Bob. I just drank the juice, cherry juice all the time.
Did they? You can just buy cherry juice?
Reminds me, Ron, this will cheer you up. Reminds me of a very funny shirt I once bought where it said, life's a bowl of cherries and there's something with pits.
The pits?
No, life's a bowl of cherries and there's pits. I'm trying to cheer Ron up with this shirt.
It's working, though. Life's a bowl of cherries and there's pits. Thank you. That's the kind of thing I wish Bobby was here to say to me. But he's looking around. He's drinking water.
Little jokes to make your friend laugh. You got the close encounters of the third. Looks like Devil's Mountain behind you, Bob.
Mike, what position are you in right now? I can't figure it out.
I'm sorry.
He's the center of the football team.
Are you sitting? Yet? Are you lying? Are you over somebody?
I'm on my stomach, actually, on a couch bed. I love it.
A couch bed.
Yeah, I love it. I just got this recently.
What's a couch bed?
It's comfortable. It's like, now they have different, like years ago, they just have to pull out sofas.
Sure.
Bed type thing. It's really comfortable. I feel.
What
like
is a couch bed? Is that just a bed that you use as a couch?
Yeah, it's comfortable. They used to have like the old time sofas, but now it's a little different. I bought it back in February, I think.
Hold on, let me go back to the detective mind you have is fucking good, Bobby. You took fucking couch bed and immediately put it together as a bed that's a couch as well.
I just don't understand. Like a sofa bed, I understand, but I don't know what a.
It's more like it's a sofa bed, but like not like the mattress. It's just.
Could you hold the phone up over you, Mikey, so we could see?
Can I see a couch bed?
This is what Mike looks like as a teenager laying there talking to a young lady, laying on his tummy.
I don't know if that helped.
No, let me
see it again.
Depressing.
It's depressing.
Why? It's a marvelous color. It matches your shirt. It's perfect. You look like one living object.
I am.
So this is how you are. You propped up on your elbows, just kind of looking into your phone,
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, I love it. I'm
this is teenage Mike Buscetti talking to a girl.
I'm on my big fat guy belly with a pillow. I love this.
You're comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Is how's that where you sleep at, Mike?
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, is that definitely. How you sleep?
Oh no, not like this. I sleep against the walls.
Against
the
wall.
Oh, that sounds comfortable. Very comfortable.
Yeah. No, but I have sleep apnea. It sucks, guys. I have
so you stand against the wall. Like a horse?
I have my back against
Mike, wait. Oh boy. Your back's against the wall. Let's regress. What happened? What happened to your hiney when you were sleeping? You woke up and what?
I got my butt always against the wall. I never
Sure, that's not a sign of trauma. Let me ask you a question. You sleep I've never heard of anyone pressing their hiney against the wall in their sleep with an apnea mask on.
Oh no, no.
You sit up?
No, I lay on my side, actually. I feel better.
With the wall behind you?
Yeah.
No, is this so you can't roll over on your back and suffocate?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
It's hilarious.
It's
not. Mike, you'd be gasping for air. No one would hear. Let me ask you, though, all kidding aside, Mike, do you still wear your mask?
Yeah.
Ah, you don't need it.
No, but I don't want to die without it.
What?
I'm going to die with it.
No, because you need. No, I'm serious, because if you don't wear it, you can have heart disease or stroke, and I have heart disease already to begin with, so.
You know what? There's too much jokes on this motherfucking show. Mike, let's take a second, talk to us about apnea and warn people, because, yeah, sure, we have laughter.
Sure,
when it's Ron's tragedy, we'll laugh, we'll look the other way. Have
no,
water
but it could
bob.
Happen to anybody, because you could be a fat guy with it, a thin guy, kids have it. It's just a part of the body, but the throat, where it's I don't. It just you stop breathing.
Oh, sorry, Mike. Hold on. He's going to the club. Fucking Ron. God damn.
Well, supportive. Mike is supportive, and that's about it right now on the show. Two of your friends really want you to go on and win this whole thing.
You're gonna win. You're gonna win, Chip. You got great people behind you.
Yeah, and the competition. Daddy doth squash it.
Can I do an impression of Mickey from Rocky for you, Chip?
Oh, my God. Especially, I hope it's in the third one when Mr. T's yelling at him on the steps.
You're a wrecking machine, Chip.
Died.
You crap, thunder, eat lightning. Bob and Ron are going to crush these guys with us.
I can't. Hold on, Mike. Now, granted, it's a marvelous impression, but I can only see this party if it's uncomfortable.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
What do you call it? You're a wrecking machine, Chip. You crap, thunder, and eat lightning.
That's good. God damn it, Mike.
Did you
turn
on the TV or did you do that yourself?
Yeah.
I just did it myself.
That's bullshit. That sounded like, what was his name? Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith. He played the Penguin and the Batman, the original TV show.
Sure, and he was also fucking George and of Mice and Men in the 30s. But Lon Chaney, what are we going to do? His whole resume?
Oh, he's awesome. He was awesome. Hey, should be Bob Odenkirk in this contest?
Yeah.
I don't know, but let's name other people. Neither is Bob Saget. Neither is Aaron Paul, if you want to name people from Breaking Bad. Is Giancarlo Esposito doing a cameo? I don't believe he is.
Bryan Cranston.
He wasn't in it. Who's he?
He played Walter White.
Who's he? From what show?
Breaking Bad.
I went to the bathroom a lot. I think I missed certain plot points.
Oh, okay. You got to watch it, though.
Bob, your favorite scene from Breaking Bad. Walk me through it.
I've never seen an episode.
Oh, really? You got to watch it, Bob. It's a great one. It's really intense. It's really a great show. You'll love it.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's you got to watch it. You'll binge it. I'm telling you.
Are you all right, Chip?
I had to sneeze. People get so mad on the elevator when I do that. They're like, cover your mouth, wear a mask. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. List that big. And I'm like, sorry. When's the last time you had a fist fight, Ron? All kidding aside.
The last time I had a fist fight probably goes back a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Only fought women. The only people I ever fought.
Yep.
And had a fairly good record. Not a winning record, but, journeyman, club fighter, much like Rocky. Does anybody do an impression from Rocky, like a manager or?
I don't do a Rocky impression.
Yeah. You're a wrecking machine, Ron. You crap thunder and eat lightning.
Mike, I can only see a quarter of you. It's very odd. You have now from this angle. Thank you.
Sorry, Joe. Trip. You're a wrecking machine, Ron. You crap thunder and eat lightning.
So I crap before I eat?
Or after?
Yeah, you can eat thunder and crap lightning, but with you, apparently Rocky has colitis.
Yeah. Seems like you would want to eat first and then crap what you ate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that. I just
Rocky's got diverticulitis. You ate too many seeds, Rock.
Mike was telling me before the show he has a dream of a new pair of glasses. Something's been on your mind for a while. You don't like those?
No, I got to get another pair. I love Floyd the Barber from the original Andy Griffith Show. He has cool glasses.
I see. I don't know what he looks like. Mike, oh, you're on your thing. You can't hold up a picture of Floyd. I'd love to see what his glasses look like.
Floyd on the Andy. Floyd on the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are great, Mike.
These cool glasses he's wearing.
I love them. They're like early 60s, right? I think of the late 50s type.
Yeah. Why don't you get a pair, Mike? I'll treat you.
I got to go as soon as Sterling Optical. I got to get new glasses as soon as they open.
What do you mean? Why don't you go
still
now?
Make the Floyds?
They're not open now, I don't think.
Oh, it's a little late.
I don't think they're open, guys. What do you think?
Yeah. I was there 2 days ago having fun. They're fucking having the COVID parties there.
Those.
There they are. There's the glasses.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Thank you, Ron.
That was me.
Well, we were trying to have a glasses party for this show. We are all going to wear our glasses. Yep. You're looking away, Bobby.
Oh, I was looking for my glasses. I was trying to be part of the thing.
Glasses club.
Yep. Yeah.
Is what we call it.
Cheers, Ron, Bob. Let me ask you guys something, right?
Go ahead, Mike. Ask away. Hold on. Let me look at the professional. All you need is a plant and a 12-year-old. That's a fucking great pair of glasses, Bobbo.
Thank you very much, Chipper.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
It's like a cop glass.
Those are my driving glasses.
Yeah, but they're like highway patrol.
Yeah, I use it. I can only drive at night wearing those.
Yeah, but like, I want to ask both of you guys something. You guys both look great, losing weight. Do you guys stop eating after a certain time of night now or no?
You know, who are you asking?
Both of them, both Ron and Bob. Do you guys stop eating after a certain time of night now?
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Anything after 2 a.m. goes right to the thighs.
I start eating at 9:15 p.m. And I stop at 12 o'clock. But I eat as much as I can and whatever I want. But I have to have an apple.
You look great.
Oh, yeah. You guys do.
Thanks, man.
Bobby's looking away.
What are you looking at?
I just wanted to say.
Whoa.
No, that's mine. What? Don't do it. What? No, don't try to steal my shit.
What are you
going to
say?
Nope. That's mine. No good.
I can't.
You're stealing my shit. I can't do it.
I was just trying to be part of the show.
Nah, that's fucking joke thievery. That's mine. That's my fucking thing. I'm doing the card game, and all of a sudden you're trying to be the cardsman. I'm a cardsman.
You're 2 seconds. You're in trouble. Say hi to Chip, and that's it. And then say goodbye.
What's up, Matt?
Hi, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
What are you eating? Is that a piece of spaghetti or something?
No.
What are you eating? Is that like a piece of tumbleweed or something?
No.
Tom Sawyer gimmick.
When I was a boy, Reggie peeled off a nice piece of toenail, and I chewed on that for a while.
Goodbye. Give me a kiss. I'll talk to you after.
Mommy got angry at me because I couldn't come in, but I thought I could come in.
You walk in whenever you want, Max. You run the house.
No, don't say that.
Ask Chip at a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's in trouble.
Yeah, he walks in. That's the way it is. You walk in, your mother's going to yell at you. My mother hollered at me, get out of here, get out of here. I'm showering, Chipper.
You don't hit the kid, do you, Bobby?
Not anymore.
good.
That's cool.
Yeah, not anymore.
What's the big thumbs up for?
I don't know. I hit the wrong button. I don't know how to get it off.
Fonzie.
Let's get that moment nice and clean. Bob. Oh, wait. Put the hands up with something on your computer screen.
I don't know. I hit the wrong button. I apologize.
It's up now.
Now you're clapping. Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you for clapping for my victory. I understand.
That's right.
What do you get when you win?
Cake. Fucking cake.
Ugh. Wipe your mouth.
$600,000, Bobby.
$600,000?
Yeah.
You're going to win. Chip, you might win $600,000.
Sure.
This is a really weird.
It's a lot, dude.
Well, you know, never say never.
Why?
There's a tough competition. I mean, I hope you do.
For me, there's not. Not for really? Me, there's not. Nah, they're all nice. Sure, mm-hmm. Godfrey's cute. Gene is cute. They're all, you know, Jessica. They got their little jokes. Shipperson's a juggernaut.
Are you afraid of him to be in this thing, Chip?
Hold on a second. What's that, babe?
Are you afraid of anybody? I mean, anybody think just will come close to you?
I am only afraid of the demons within. You like that, Bob? That was deep, right?
Yeah, it made me think.
Yeah, am I afraid of any of them? No. I'm afraid of hurting their feelings. Ron, let me ask you, before we go. We've been doing this for an hour. Who do you think has a shot against me? I mean, pretend I'm not even here.
All right. If there's anybody that concerns me out there, it's this young upstart, Tim Dillon. He's a shock jock. He's coming strong. He's willing to go to the edge. He drops the F-bomb. He appeals to the gay crowd, and it's Pride Month.
Oh, I see.
That could be the upset.
Here's what's going to happen with that unshaven mug. I'm going to bury him.
Okay.
Well,
while he's running around causing a scene and not being respectful of the language restrictions, I'm doing some wholesome humor that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, but Rodriguez has been around a long time.
Yeah?
Probably 35 years, maybe more. I don't even know.
Yeah, I know who he is. He was in DC Cab. I like Paul Rodriguez.
Oh, me too. He had his own TV show, a.k.a. Pablo.
Yeah, I know. But what are you saying, that I can't have my own TV show? Chipperson's Medleys.
Why not?
I'm doing a whole show about like potato salad and things you can make with potato salad. Chipperson's Medleys.
Is that what you're doing? Is that really what you're doing? These little videos as part of the show?
No.
It is the show.
It's the show I wrote for myself, which is not done yet. Chipperson's Medleys. Potato salad stuff, where I get big celebrities to help me make potato salad dishes, like De Niro, Pacino. They both volunteered.
Well, that's awesome.
Because yeah, I'm not lying.
The last time I seen potato salad, I fell into it when I was drunk.
Oh, God. Really? Yeah, we were talking about pools.
Mike, is that comfortable, that position?
Yeah, Bob, definitely, because I got a pillow right here. I got my fat guy belly.
Keep your shoulders loose. You know, it loosens up around the shoulders. It's a nice look.
Yeah, all loosey goosey.
I got to get, guys, how much what? Better would
you
be?
I got to get guys, you just said. That. You said, I got to get guys. Whoa.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, but how much better would it be on the computer? It'd probably be easier to do, right?
A thousand times.
Well, not
nothing
for you.
Be as easy as it is right now, Mike.
Yeah, that's
it's
easy.
Perfect.
Yeah, you'd have to sit in a chair. Yeah.
How about this, Chip? When Ted Turner hands you that big check, that big oversized check for $600,000, and you say, I'm going to buy my friend Mike Buschetti a nice computer with this money.
Sure, I could say that.
Yes, Apple laptop.
Apple laptop.
Yeah, Apple laptop. Even though you don't say the right name for me.
Oh, no.
Why don't you just call me shit pile?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Chipperson.
All right, listen. I love you guys. Thank you for celebrating my victory.
It was so much fun seeing everybody.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
You've passed your audition, Mike. You'll be back.
Thank you, Bob. You're so good to see you, Bob. You too, Ron.
Why are you thanking Bob? He didn't do anything. Mike, you're collapsing.
Why are you thanking me?
That's why.
Yeah, I like you too, Mike.
Yeah, you're like De Niro at the end of Cape Fear. He's just yelling shit out. Doesn't matter. Bob, thank you. All right, listen. What are you promoting? Bobby, begin promotion.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Everything I'm doing up there. And I just did a new podcast with Ari Shaffir, Jim, Joe List, and Sarah Talamash called Bushcraft Party Boys.
That's chill. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly.
Yeah, me and Mike Calta do a show 6 nights a week, too. We want to have you on Saturday night for the jerk-off party. We have a jerk-off party.
Oh, shit. Who are you asking? This is awkward.
We let all the fans come in and hang out with us.
All right.
And you're the most requested, one of the most requested persons they'd like to have in.
Is Chippa.
You and John Travolta.
Hold on. Before your TBS show, though? You're doing TBS the following night. You know, you go out on a Saturday night. You're up all night. You got one of those Mike Buscetti's sleep through the show the next day.
Yeah, I'll do it next Saturday, but I got a lot of pressure this week.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Whenever you want. It's up to you, Chip. I know you're a busy guy, and you're literally doing better than me in every way. So God bless you.
Patreon is a blessing. Patreon for Daddy, too.
Yes, Patreon for you, too, yes.
Ronnie, what do you promote?
Oh, those fingernails.
Nothing to promote. I'll throw it over to Mike.
Thank you, Ron. Just go to MikeBoschetti.com and see what's going on with me after this mess is done.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys coming on. We had a few laughs. We told a few lies. Am I right, gentlemen?
It was fun. Great fun.
Of course it was. And Ronnie, fun. Going to the club.
Going to the club.
I can't see. It's blurry.
It's a club. It's a jack of clubs.
No. Don't work. No, thank you. I'm like Darcy from 90 Day Fiancé. No, I don't think so. No, I just don't know. All right, now you know how we close this show, Ron, right? You've been on before. You're an old pro.
Sure.
We do. Oh, by the way, Craig Schenkel's videos are up. Bob, do you like Craig Schenkel?
I don't. I really don't.
You're not going to like his new poem that he's did.
Why?
It's called The Bees Bring the Honey. Thinks he's deep.
I probably won't like it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. His voice is clogged. All right, listen. I'm going to count down. We're going to say Chippy Kaye for the Muckers. Okay? Mike, you ready?
I mean, oh.
That's all right. We're going to beep it. They're not going to know what you called
it. Okay, sure. I'm so sorry.
Just say Sissy Boy. It's the same thing.
Okay, Sissy Boy.
Mike, count us down.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Chippy Kaye for the Muckers. Thank you, boys.